It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. This week at the United Nations, world leaders are meeting to address, among other things, climate change, the biggest and most urgent crisis humans have ever faced on a global scale. Activist Bill McKibben was one of the first people to really sound the alarm on this subject for a wider audience. His book, The End of Nature, written in 1989, warned people that the Earth was at a tipping point. Now, more than three decades later, he says, it has tipped.
Stopping global warming is not on the list of options. Our only task at this point is to stop climate change somehow short of the place where it cuts civilizations off at the knees.
McKibben spoke recently to my colleague Kai Wright on his show, The United States of Anxiety. It was an intense conversation, but one that addressed a critical question. What do we do now? Kai is with us this morning to talk about that. Kai, how are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. McKibben addressed the question so many people have. We know we need to act urgently, but how do we act at this point? He said, while individual actions still matter, we're past the point where eating vegan and flying less can turn things around. So what did he say? How do we make change on the scale at which we need to make change?
Yeah, Michael, it was a really difficult conversation for me, too, to just sort of get my head around where we're at. And you know, and I guess his main point is we have to get our minds right. You know, yes, it is actually crucial that each of us stop being part of the problem. So we do need to make meat less staple part of our diets and get ourselves onto renewable energies and all of that. But nothing that we do, this is what he says, nothing that we do individually on our own is going to make the kind of change we need to make as fast enough and as big enough as we need to make it, that all of our choices from here on out have to be about what we do collectively in order to make change at the level of government and industry.
That seems a little discouraging to a certain extent. McKibben actually gave us some examples of ways that people have come together collectively to push for and maybe achieve change right here in New York. Would you talk about some of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's discouraging, but it's also clarifying. You know, we don't help ourselves by hiding our head in the sand. But he says that, you know, an example of the kind of thing that can happen is New York's local law 97, which, you know, we have covered here at WNYC and Gothamist. He thinks it's a huge deal. This is a law that was passed in 2019. It puts an emissions cap on buildings over 25,000 square feet. And, you know, if you go over that cap, you get fined. And the idea is that this alone could cut our city's overall building emissions by 40% by 2030. Now, this is important because the point is that, yes, you and I should put solar roofs on our houses, and housing itself, buildings are a big part of our emissions problems. And each of us individually can stop being part of the problem. But if we are going to make the kind of change at the speed and scale that is required at this point, because we're past the tipping point on this, if we're going to make the kind of change we need to make at that scale, it's going to happen at the level of these large buildings throughout the city. And that's the kind of thing that we need to see at the local, state, and national level over and over and over again. And the only way we get that kind of thing, and this is important, is what he just keeps returning to, is the thing we have to do collectively is engage politics. Like, we can no longer act like this is not a political problem. It is something that is going to require us to engage politically.
Kai, he said 30 years ago, people were predicting exactly the types of catastrophic climate events that we're seeing now. Massive fires, floods, intense storms.
I was in New York City, you know, what, almost 3 weeks ago now, when the remnants of Hurricane Ida came through.
Yeah.
Biggest rainstorm in New York history, breaking the record set 11 days earlier. You know, it doesn't make it easier to watch people drown in their basement apartments, but it is worth knowing that this is stuff that has been obvious to those who would pay attention for more than three decades now.
Kai, what did that suggest to you, if anything, about how elected officials and leadership have prepared or protected people from these kinds of effects?
Well, I mean, it suggested something to me about not just them, but us, all of us, and me included, you know, like, you know, I, as I told Bill, I was ashamed to admit it was 2008 or so before I finally, and it was in the course of reading him that I finally woke up and was like, oh, wait, no, this is not just a rhetorical political issue. This is like, we need to act right now. And what he's saying is that our failure to do so means we have, it's done, you know, it's baked in. We now live in a different climate that is unfixable, and we have to start to adapt to that change right now. And we have not made those adaptations. You know, this city has to remake itself to the reality of the new climate we live in. But what he is trying to tell in this, you know, so I'm like, I'm now catching up to that idea. You know, I was right, like, okay, right. got it. And he's like, but that's insufficient. You know, that's dealing with the tipping points that have already passed. You need to focus your mind now, Kai, on the fact that we have until 2030. That is what the science now tells us. We have until 2030 to cut emissions to a level that if we don't do so, we're past the point where we can adapt. So now we have to make the adaptations for the world we've already created. And simultaneously, we have to prepare for the fact that we're heading towards a place quickly, soon, that there is no adaptation that will allow human life. Like at this point, this is a collective problem. Everybody has to be engaged in solving this problem now. We have less than a decade.
Early in this conversation, I said that's awfully discouraging or disappointing. You came back and said, well, actually, that's clarifying. And so I'm curious, did it leave you inspired to do things differently?
It did, because I think his message was that the solutions are more simple than we understand, which is not to say that they're easy to achieve. The way he put it, he was like, all these sort of complicated questions you ask yourself about things, ultimately what we have to do is quit burning things. Don't burn anything else in order to create energy. Mm. And whatever you do, know that if your answer is it's something you're going to do by yourself, it's not enough.
Kai Wright is the host of the show, The United States of Anxiety, which airs Sunday evenings at 6, and you can hear his entire conversation with activist and author Bill McKibben at wnyc.org/anxiety or wherever you get your podcasts. Kai, thank you.
Thank you so much.